Wisconsin lawmakers are considering whether to ban cell phones for young drivers. Previously, restrictions on adults have been proposed, but never became law. Other states, like New York and New Jersey, allow cell phones only if they're hands-free, in the hope that safety will improve if motorists are driving, not dialing. But a study from Johns Hopkins University indicates cell phones and driving don't mix. It doesn't matter whether the cell phone is on a dashboard or in a person's palm. Psychology professor Stephen Yontis came to this conclusion after studying brain reactions of people in a lab experiment who had to watch one thing while also listening to something else.
If you have a very low-intensive auditory task, like just listening to the radio, it's not going to impair your ability to drive. But if you have a very intense auditory task, essentially your mind is in that conversation and not in the vehicle driving the car.
Yontis says there's evidence that people's attention for complex tasks is limited. If one activity takes too much brain power, the other suffers. However, other studies have shown the distraction of cell phones on motorists is minimal. Mike B. is with Wisconsin AAA.
Oftentimes, conversations taking place within a vehicle can be highly distracting as well.
But Yontis points out that a passenger in a car can curtail their conversation if the traffic gets thick or conditions get bad, while someone on a cell phone may chatter on because they can't see the driver's hazards. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.